It has been a historic week in Australian and Israeli history. Our Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and opposition leader Bill Shorten visiting Israel for the 100th anniversary of the Battle of Be'er Sheba. It was a monumental week. Malcolm Turnbull, he visited Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum. He left a note there which said, "All of the world's oceans cannot contain our tears, but all the world's steel cannot match the strength of our determination as we stand with Israel and the Jewish people, and resolve never again." It was an incredibly moving moment watching Malcolm Turnbull at Yad Vashem with his wife, Lucy. And Turnbull, of course, participated in a wreath-laying ceremony alongside the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Governor-General of New Zealand. There were dignitaries from across the world, Nitsa, Australian Jewish communal leaders, and more than 3,000 Australians who descended to Be'er Sheba for this moving service last Tuesday to mark the 100th anniversary. Now, on October 31, 1917, the Australian Light Horse charged the Ottoman lines and smashed through it, which gave the British the upper hand in World War I. Malcolm Turnbull said, "This battle has become part of our history, part of our psyche. It's an extraordinary episode in our national story." Imagine these young men, Turnbull said, so far from home, out of the Australian bush with their own horses in a completely alien landscape. Malcolm Turnbull said that had the Ottoman rule in Palestine and Syria not been overthrown by the Anzacs, the Balfour Declaration, which led to the establishment of the State of Israel, would simply have been empty words. He said, while those young men may not have foreseen, no doubt did not foresee the extraordinary success of the State of Israel, its foundations, its resilience, its determination against overwhelming odds, their spirit was the same. Like the State of Israel has done ever since, they defied history, they made history, and with their courage, they fulfilled history. This is our cover story, Nitsa. We have full coverage this week of the 100th anniversary commemorations of the Battle of Be'er Sheba. We have politicians ranging from Josh Frydenberg to Mark Dreyfus, Michael Danby. They've all been in Israel. Julian Lisa, he actually spoke to the Jewish News saying this was a very emotional service, standing on the same ground that his great-grandfather was on 100 years ago. Julian Lisa's great-grandfather, the late Sylvester Henry Brown, was a brigade member. He fought in the Light Horse Brigade in Tel Be'er Sheva, the precursor to the famous charge of Be'er Sheva. He says, "To be here with my mom and lay a wreath is something that I will never forget." It's an incredibly moving story and a moving moment for Julian Lisa as he visits Israel. And as I said, full coverage this week. Our deputy editor, Joshua Levi, he's been in Israel covering this for the Jewish News. He's written an opinion piece reflecting on his time in Israel. He was, of course, covering the Big Bibi arrival in Sydney. And now Josh has been following Malcolm Turnbull around in Israel. So we have a page 3 opinion piece from Joshua Levi, and of course articles from Nathan Jaffe, our man on the ground in Israel, who's been covering this. Now, another aspect of this trip, Nitsa, has been the Malka Leifer affair. Child sexual abuse survivor Darcy Ehrlich is hoping she's close to a breakthrough that could see her alleged attacker, Malka Leifer, face justice. Now, during a trip to Israel over the past week, Darcy and her two sisters, who are also survivors of child sexual abuse, met with Natan Sharansky, the Jewish Agency for Israel chairman. They also met with Israel's Justice Minister, Ayelet Shaked, as well as Knesset members Michal Biran, Sharon Haskell, and Merav Michaeli, who was, of course, in Australia recently. But without a doubt, the biggest move this week was from Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, who discussed this Malka Leifer case with his counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu. Turnbull said he raised it with Netanyahu and we discussed it in some detail, and he has certainly taken all of that on board. He says, "I can't go into any more detail than that because really it is a matter for the Israeli authorities, but I have absolutely raised it in quite a bit of length." And in a statement to the Jewish News, Darcy Ehrlich said that, "We believe that the meetings in Israel have raised awareness in the Israeli and Australian communities and has reached the highest levels of government." They say the outpouring of support continues to motivate Darcy and her sisters and validate their work towards bringing justice to Malka Leifer.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, you mentioned the opinion piece written by Joshua Levi, the Australian Jewish News journalist visiting Israel. I could identify so much with his article. First of all, as a journalist, he said 2017, a year like no other. But I think that he echoes the sentiments of the hundreds or even thousands of Australian Jews that attended the ceremonies and go to Israel every year, either to visit the country, visit relatives. What he said, that is something that is quite incredible. I've never lived in Israel, he says. In fact, I've hardly spent any time in the country, but this week it felt like the visiting Australian politicians were in my homeland, and I was proud to watch them, see the sights, walk through Yad Vashem, and soak up Israeli culture. And I think it really echoes the sentiments of so many Australians that visited Israel this week, or even watched it from far, from here.
Yes, Nita, we were live streaming the service, the Be'er Sheva commemoration, on our Facebook page. Thousands of people were tuning in to watch that from their living homes all the way in Sydney and Melbourne. It was a sight to be seen, an unbelievable moment. And as Josh said in his opinion piece, 2017, what a year for Israeli-Australian relations. They've always been close, but this year has really cemented ties between Australia and Israel. I don't think that the two countries can be any closer than they are at the moment. As part of this trip, a memorandum of understanding was signed between both countries, and obviously a lot of defense and security ties being forged between the two nations. So we'll all be watching this very closely to see what comes out of this partnership. There will be Israeli delegations coming to Australia and vice versa, Australian teams going to Israel to learn from one another. And what a year it's been for our two nations.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.